ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana'a lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubina wa tabib nufusina abil ghasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Siyuma baqiyatillahi fil aradin. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is my honor. This is a privilege for me to be able to spend with you the next few minutes on the du'as of the great legacy of Imam Zainul Abidin, the book Sahifa al-Sajjadiya, and especially the 17th du'a of this great book, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is seeking refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, from his enmity and from his trickery. And we got to the part that on the 17th phrase of this dua, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us on the ranks of the faithful, in the very similar way that the disbelievers have ranks. The density or the grade of disbelief in the people of the other front or the other end are not similar, are not the same. There are some people who have much more of kufr and disbelief in terms of higher density in their belief system. And there are some people who are in the beginning of the way. The lesser the density of kufr and disbelief in an individual is, the easier for them to return. And in the very similar way, the lesser the density of belief and faith in someone is, easier for them to go astray, easier for them to get deviated. That's why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam warns us about the ranks of the faithful. It exists there, and it is something that we have to make an attempt and make constant striving, inshallah, to increase this rank for ourselves and for the people who are around us. Let's take a short break. Inshallah, we'll come back.
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa al-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in this 16th phrase of the 17th dua talks about the ranks of the faithful. He says, وَاسْمَعْ لَنَا مَا دَعَوْنَا بِهِ وَأَعْتَنَا مَا أَغْفَلْنَا. O Allah, we ask you to please hear our prayers regarding what we pray for. Hear our supplication to you. وَاسْمَعْ لَنَا مَا دَعَوْنَا بِهِ. Regarding whatever, in regards to whatever we pray for, whatever we call you, do not disregard that. Do not neglect our dua. And we see this in Dua Kumal, for example. It says, Allahumma ghfir li ad-dunuba allati tahbisu ad-dua. Oh Allah, forgive those sins that causes our duas not to ascend. There are certain sins, there are certain actions. If someone take those actions, if someone performs those actions, one of the very natural consequences of those, it flows right away, is that your du'as will not ascend to God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not listen to your du'as. until you repent from those actions that you have done, until the time of the trial that you're under is over. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the very beginning says, وَاسْمَعَ لَنَا مَا دَعَوْنَا بِهِ. Oh Allah, hear our words, hear our supplication. وَأَعْتَنَا مَا أَغْفَلْنَاهُ. And grant us what we neglect to ask for, the things that we know and we ask for. For example, we continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us or our offspring, our children, good spouses, right? Sometimes there are things that we necessarily need them, right? It's a dire need, yet we forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about them. Imam Sajjad in here says, وَعَتَنَا مَا أَخْفَلْنَا. Grant to us, bestow upon us that of which we have been heedless about. And then he continues. This is probably almost the final phrase of this dua, these last few nights, few lines. He says, وَحْفَدْ لَنَا مَا نَسِيْنَاهُ. And safeguard for us what we have forgotten. O Allah, bring to our minds and to our memory what has been neglected by us, what has been forgotten by us. Nasayna comes from nasaya, right? Some people believe that insan, the word insan, which translates into human being in English, also comes from the root of nasaya, someone, or an insan is an existence that continuously forgets, and of course needs constant reminders. All right. Let's take another break. Inshallah, we'll come back to conclude this session.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, respected brothers and sisters, as we are concluding this session, we are also finishing this great 17th dua of the book Sahifa Sajjadiyya, in which Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O Allah, hear our prayers regarding what we pray for, and grant us what we neglect to ask for, and bring to our minds and memory what we have forgotten. Right? وَحْفَدْ لَنَا مَا نَسِيْنَا وَصَيِّرْنَا بِذَلِكَ فِي دَرَجَاتِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And by this, if we make good du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us those du'as and answers those du'as. And then whatever we have forgotten to ask Him, we have been heedless about asking Him, He also grants us that. And then He also protects us and bring to our memory what we have forgotten, ما نسينا, in the past, so that we get the ability to be able to compensate for it. Then what happens? We start elevating. It says, and by this three-step process, elevate us to the ranks of the righteous and the stations of the faithful. That is a station. That is a milestone. That is a goal. That is a name. If someone has forgotten that they need to be elevated in this life of dunya, it's like a company that has closed down the R&D section of this company and they're expecting to make profit still. That's not going to happen. You're not going to be successful. And then Imam Sajjad concludes this. He says, وَصَيِّرْنَا بِذَلِكَ فِي دَرَجَاتِ الصَّالِحِينَ وَمَرَاتِبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Increase and elevate our rank to the ones of the righteous and than the stations of the faithful. Therefore, Amin, رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Answer our prayers, O Lord of the worlds. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را